This week, the state's budget committee approved spending the $5 million to house new prisoners. Prison officials say inmate numbers are rising thanks to longer sentences and an increase in drunk driving convictions. But David Liners of the prison reform group Wisdom says there's a cheaper way to make room for the increase.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of parole-eligible inmates who are no danger whatsoever to the state, who could be released any day now and save millions of dollars.
But the budget committee this week rejected a proposal from Madison Democrat Chris Taylor that would have required the DOC to provide a list of nonviolent offenders eligible for parole and an estimate of the cost savings to the state if they were released. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.